For some time, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
非常好，大家呢，就是有一这首呢，我们很久之前唱过，可能很久没唱了。这个是要是说我的羊听我的声音，我知道他们，他们跟从我。This
verse, or these verses, this chorus rather, is right from the verses in John chapter 10.
Verses 27 and 28. So
it's the Savior talking. And he says, my sheep, that's us, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
这是我们的救主在说话，他说我的羊，这就是我们，听我的声音，我知道他们，他们也跟从我，我赐给他们永生，他们呢永远不会灭亡，也没有任何人可以把他们从我的手里夺去。And
among other things, this piece is interesting from a ESL point of view.
除了其他以外呢，这一首歌呢，就是说是对那个ESL的这个观点去看呢，也非常好。So
the question is, how do you pronounce the first word in the second last line?
意思就是现在问题是呢，就是说是你怎么去发那个倒数第二行的第一个词呢？And
some would say that word is neither.
有些人说这个词读neither.
And others say, no, that word is neither.
其他人说不，应该读neither.
So it's neither or neither.
Neither 或者 neither.
So if you said it this way, you could say it's either or either, neither or neither.
那你如果这样就说是 either or neither, neither or either.
Okay, you get to do it either way, all is well.
Let's try.
You'll remember it, and we'll just sing it a couple of times.
大家都记得，那我们呢唱几首，唱两次。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give
Thank you. 谢谢，非常感谢 Norma， 谢谢大家。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, just help us this afternoon now. We're just going to spend a few minutes. Lord, would you speak to our hearts? We want to learn the truth of God. So just help us as we spend this time studying. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to turn with you, please, to the book of John, chapter 1.
大家翻到约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
And we'll read just two or three of the introductory verses.
读两三节这个介绍的经文。
John 1, 1.
约翰福音一章一节。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And we're told later on that that is Jesus Christ. That's one of the names of Jesus Christ.
后面呢，我们被告知呢，这是主耶稣基督，这是主耶稣基督的名字中间的一个。
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was God.
道与神同在，道就是神，耶稣就是神。
He was in the beginning with God.
就道起初与神同在。
All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Very strange line. In him was life.
非常奇怪的一句话，生命在他里头。What's
meant by that?
这个什么意思呢？
I went to my concordance, I brought one up with me today. I went to my concordance, looked up the word life.
他在他这个那个词的索引里面，词的索引里面就是说是这个生命是什么意思？
John, in his epistle, uses the word life 44 times, I counted. That's maybe accurate, maybe not. 44 times.
所以使徒约翰在他的那个书信里用那个就生命这个词用了44次，有可能是对的，有可能也不准确。
Now you and I know a lot about life.
就你我呢对生命了解很多。
We're thankful that we have it.
我们感恩呢我们有。
When it's about to run away, we're usually pretty distressed.
现在当这个生命消失的时候，我们通常呢非常的痛苦。
We know a lot about things about life, but it's not obvious to all people that in Jesus is life.
现在就是说我们对生命了解了很多，但这个明显的呢，并不是说很多人呢都知道在主耶稣基督里有生命。
So the question is, what does that mean?
现在问题是这个是什么意思呢？
I thought a little more about it, and so I said, life is what we live.
所以呢，我稍微呢想了一下，就是说是生命呢，就是我们活着。And
so live is, if you like, live is the verb, and life is the noun.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话呢，这个活着呢是个动词，生命呢是个名词。
Life is what we do. Sorry, live is what we do.
活着是我们在做什么。
With the life we get.
所以呢，就是用我们有的生命去做。
So I looked again at the book of John.
我再次来看那个约翰福音。
And I said, now, Harold, how many times does it talk about live?
所以呢，我就自己说，哈尔德在这里有多少次谈到了活着呢？
44 times about life.
所以44次关于生命。
7 times only about live.
只有7次谈到活着。
I thought that's strange.
Do you, Nancy, go ahead.
So what do we know about the life?
对我们的生命了解多少?
That Jesus is and gives.
所以呢,主耶稣基督他是赐予的。
So a couple of verses now. Chapter 20, John 20.
所以呢,几节经文在约翰福音20章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音20章。
And we're going to read the last verses, John 20 and verse 30. It says, truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
约翰福音第20章30、31节，30节说耶稣在他的门徒面前另外行了许多迹象，还没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们相信，就可以因他的名得生命。
Well, that's a strange verse, isn't it?
这个有点奇怪的经文，是不是？
I wrote these things to you so that you could have life.
我把这些事情记下来呢，这样以便你们有生命。
You say, well, if I didn't have life, I couldn't read.
所以你说，如果我没有生命，我都不能去读。
What's going on here?
这里到底发生了什么呢？
What do you mean? I have been written that I might have life.
所以你说呢，我记下来，让你们有生命，这到底什么意思呢？
And the answer is that the life that Jesus gives is different from ordinary life.
所以答案是呢，主耶稣基督赐的生命呢，和我们的正常的生命是不一样的。
Or to put it another way,
或者呢，另外一个方式去说，
what Jesus gives is life.
那么主耶稣基督赐予的是生命。
And what you have without Jesus is not life.
所以呢，如果你现在有的没有主耶稣基督的，它就不是生命。
It's almost that there's a difference between life and existence.
所以呢，基本上说呢，生命和存在呢是有区别的。
I exist.
我存在。
Does that mean I have life? Not according to John.
所以这个意味着呢，我有生命吗？ 但约翰不是这么说的。
Back to John chapter 10.
回到呢，约翰福音第10章。
John chapter 10 and verse number 10, I believe.
约翰福音第10章，他相信是第10节。
And that's not the verse.
不是那一节。
So, where is the verse that says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Dear, dear, dear.
Yeah, it's the verse 10.
It's verse 10?
Yeah, the last part. The second part.
You're right. Okay, I thought it was that verse. Okay, so what's it say, John 10, 10?
因为那是约翰福音十章十节，他想的是对的。那么说，约翰福音十章十节怎么说的呢？
It says the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life.
第十节说呢，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Without me, they don't have life.
没有我，他们没有生命。
Without me, they may have existence.
他们呢，没有我，他们可能存在。
But if they did have the life that I give, they will have it more abundantly.
如果他们真有我赐给他们的生命呢，他们就得的更丰盛。
So I sit back and say, Harold, I'm not sure that I always understood this.
我坐下来一想呢，我说 Harold 呢，我并不是总是理解这些。
life is a package.
所以呢，那个生命是一个套餐。
That Jesus gives.
那么主耶稣基督给的。
And if you don't get the package, you don't have life. All you have is existence.
如果你没有得到这个套餐呢，你就没有生命，你只是存在。
Now some people say, if you have the Lord Jesus, things will be better in your life.
有些人说呢，如果你拥有了主耶稣，那么说呢，你的人生呢会变得更好。
And that's really a misconception, isn't it?
这个呢就是一个错误的观念，是不是呢？
If you don't have the Lord Jesus, you don't have life.
如果呢你没有主耶稣，那你就没有生命。
That's a dramatic statement.
这是一个非常的巨大的一个说法。
So you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and He gives you life, and without it, you don't have life.
如果呢，你呢，相信主耶稣基督为你的救主呢，他赐给你生命。如果你不这么做的话呢，你就没有生命。
What kind of life is it that He gives?
他赐给的是什么样的生命呢？
What other word would you do? What word would you use to describe it? What adjective would you put together with the life Jesus gives?
那你会用什么样的其他的词来描述呢？你呢是怎么样去说主耶稣基督赐给你的那个生命呢？
It's eternal life.
你是永生。
And I didn't count up the number of times, but probably 10 or 15 times in the book of John, you will read the words eternal life.
所以这个里面我并没去数，但是呢，就是说是如果你，我认为大概在约翰福音里有十八到十次谈到的永恒的生命。
So you say to the man on the street, are you alive?
所以你对那个一个走在街上人说，那你活着吗？
He says, yes, I'm alive.
他说的，我活着。
You say, well, that's very good. Do you have eternal life?
你说呢，非常好。那你有永恒的生命吗？
And the man on the street is probably going to say, what?
那个站在街上有可能说呢，什么？
But the life that Jesus gives is eternal life.
但主耶稣基督赐予的那样的生命呢，是永恒的生命。
All right, so what I thought we would do today is this. I thought we would get you to spend a moment and come up with one verse from the Bible that talks about life.
Anyway.
The life that Jesus gives. Make it from the book of John. But you tell us, what does John say about eternal life? Can you think of one verse in the Bible? Sorry, one verse in the book of John.
因为我想,
that talks about life.
我想呢，我们今天呢，可以这么做，你去想一下。 想一下呢，在约翰福音里面，你能不能想出一些经文？这些经文那边讲到的是生命。
There are 44 of them there, apparently.
就是很明显有四。
Give us one of those verses about life.
所以呢，就是很明显的有44节经文，那么告诉我一节关于生命的，在约翰福音里。
John 3:16, that's a good verse. What's it say?
约翰福音3:16是个好的经文，那怎么说的呢？
John 3:16, let's read that together.
我们来一起来读一下约翰福音3:16节。
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
因为三章十六节说呢，因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。How
do you get everlasting life?
你怎么获得永恒的生命呢？
You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你相信主耶稣基督。If
you believe on him, he will give you life.
如果你相信他，他会赐予你生命。
If you don't believe him, you won't have life.
如果你不相信他，你不会有生命。
You'll have existence.
你只是活存在。
What is the opposite of life?
所以呢，生命的反面是什么？
Perish.
灭亡。
The word perish there is a difficult word to translate into English because it means many things.
所以这个灭亡呢，对英语来说呢是非常难去翻译过去的，因为呢它包含了很多事情。
The Greek word implies, it implies perish, it implies death, it implies loss, it implies suffering.
所以呢，就是那个希腊词的原文呢，它的意义呢，就是说是啊，那个就是灭亡，一个是灭亡，再一个就是死亡，再一个就是说是痛苦，再一个就是失丧。
So the life that Jesus gives is more than existence.
所以主耶稣基督赐予的生命呢，远远超过存在。
And the opposite of the life that he gives, if you don't get that life, what you get is perishing, which is, it's worse than existence. The life he gives far better than existence, and the loss far worse than existence.
所以这个里面呢，如果你没有得到他赐给你的永恒的生命呢，那个反面呢，你就是说是灭亡。灭亡呢，它是远远比那个存在要糟糕的多。那么说呢，永恒的生命比存在要好得多。那么说呢，灭亡呢，比那个存在要远远糟糕的多。
All right, verse 36 in this chapter as well.
所以36节在同样的一章里。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life.
信子的人有永恒的生命。
When would you get everlasting life?
你什么时候获得永恒的生命呢？
Well, you get it when you die, wouldn't you?
在你死的时候你获得是不是？
And the answer is that's not what this verse says.
答案并不是这节经文所说的。
When would you get everlasting life? When you believe in the Son.
你什么时候获得永恒的生命呢？当你信子的时候。
Do I have everlasting life?
我现在有没有永生呢？
I'll learn more about it when I die and go to heaven.
因为当我死了以后去到天堂，我会知道更多。
But I've got it.
但我已经有了。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life.He who does not believe the Son shall not see life.
你信子的人有永恒的生命，不信子的人必不得见生命。
So here's the package now.
这里有一个套餐。
And if you believe in the Son, you have got the package of life that he gives.
所以如果你信子呢，你得到了他赐给你的这个生命的套餐。
And if you don't believe, you don't have life, what you have is the wrath of God on you.
所以如果你不相信子的话呢，你没有生命，你没有生命，你有的是什么呢？神的震怒却常在你身上。
So if you're really old, like Norman and me,
如果你足够的老，像 Norman 和我一样，
you can remember that there was an advertising slogan for Coca-Cola.
你们大家都知道可口可乐呢有一个广告的标语。
Do you know what Coca-Cola is?
你知道可口可乐是什么吗？
Okay. What was the advertising slogan that went with it many years ago?
很多年前那个可口可乐的那个广告的标语是什么咯？
It says, things go better with Coke.
如果你喝可口可乐，人生会变得更好。
The idea is you don't remember.
Oh, I remember it now. You remember?
Oh, it's very good, very good. Okay, things go better with Coke.
事情会变得更好，如果你喝可乐。
Some people say that's true of Jesus. Things go better with Jesus.
有些人说呢，这个也适合于主耶稣。如果你呢，就是拥有了主耶稣基督，事情会变得更好。
But that misses the whole point, doesn't it?
但这个错过了整个的点，是不是？
Isn't the things go better with Jesus?
那么就是跟主耶稣基督有主耶稣基督的事情会变得更好吗
？With Jesus, you have life.
也有了主耶稣基督，你有了生命。
And without Jesus, you don't have life.
没有主耶稣基督，你没有生命。哦。
All right, so that's not the only verse. Give me another verse from the Bible. No, from John, with the word life in it.
这是另外一节经文，那大家可以想起另外一节经文。在约翰福音里关于生命了吗
？Which one? 17:3. All right, John 17:3.
约翰福音十七章三节。
John 17:3. And this is eternal life. Oh, what's eternal life all about?
所以这就是永恒生命哦。那永恒生命是讲了什么呢
？That they may know you, that would be God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
所以认识你，这就是神，认识你独一的真神和你所差来的耶稣基督。
What is eternal life?It's knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ.
那永恒的生命是什么呢？就是你认识神，认识主耶稣基督。
That's life. That's the purpose of life.
这就是生命的意义，这就是生命。
Why were you born?
你为什么要出生？
Well, from a human point of view, there's many answers to that question.
你从人的观点上来说呢，有这个问题有很多答案。
From God's point of view, there's only one answer to that question.
所以从神的观点来看呢，只有一个答案。
Why were you born?
You were
born in order that you could know God.
你为什么
and Jesus Christ? That's life.
你为什么出生呢？你出生就是以便你认识神和主耶稣基督，这就是生命。
Are you passing the course of life?
你有没有通过人生的那个课程呢？
I don't know if you dream like I dream.
我不知道你有没有像我这样的做个那个梦。
I went to school for a long time.
我上学上了很久。
When I have a nightmare, it's often that I dream I've got an exam coming.
因为当我做噩梦的时候呢，通常呢考试要来了。
There are several things usually about the exam.
有几件事情关于考试。
Number one is I can't remember what room the exam is going to take place.
第一个呢，我不知道在哪间那个教室要考试。
So I'm looking over everything.
现在我就到处去找。
And then I realize that I have skipped all the classes that I was supposed to be in to learn about that course.
现在，然后呢，我意识到呢，我错过了所有的课程，我应该去学来关于这门课的。
And so I say to myself, well, when I get there, I'm just going to write anything on the page. I'll just, maybe he won't even read the paper.
因为我说呢，我到那里去以后呢，我就想写什么就写什么，我甚至呢都不一定要读考试卷子。
I feel so bad.Because really, if you're going to take the course, you should go to some of the classes. You should read the textbook.
所以呢，就是说我感到呢非常的失望，因为如果你其实选修那门课的话，那你应该去读那个课本，你应该去上那些课。
This is life.
这就是生命。
And so you say, if I'm going to get life.It's going to be all about Jesus and about God. I think I'd better. And so you start reading the Bible and you say, the more I learn now, the more I'm going to have of the life than I'm going to have forever.
宇宙里面呢，就是我就意识到呢，如果我想要生命，我想要认识神和主耶稣基督呢，我就必须读圣经。那么说呢，读圣经，你读的越多，你就会得到这样的生命。你得到生命呢，是永远获得的。
So, if life is Jesus and God and the knowledge of Jesus and God,
所以如果生命是在主耶稣基督里，是在认识神和主耶稣基督
is eternal life going to be boring?
那么永生呢，会，你会感到无聊吗？
The answer is no.
答案是不会。
He's the infinite God.
他是个无限的神。
And all eternity is going to be continuing to get to know him better.
所以呢，所有的永恒里，就是说你会继续的更多的去认识他。
So, John chapter 3 says, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
所以约翰福音三章说呢，尼哥底母，你必须重生。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思
？Well, that means you got to get that life somehow.
那个意味着呢，就某种方式你必须得到那个生命。
If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't get that life.
如果你不相信主耶稣基督，你不会得到那个生命。
But if you get that life, how much is going to be new?
所以如果你得到那样的个生命的话，有多少是新的呢
？Answer everything.You will be born again.
这答案是所有的事情，你将会重生。
All right, well, my cell phone and alarm clock went off to say that it's 12 o'clock.
因为就是说他的手机呢响了，告诉我们12点到了。
All right, so,
John 20,
pardon me?
John 20.
John chapter 20, what verse?
30. No, no, this Bible's 31.
All right. Get this one more time then. John 20, 31.
所以他说呢，约翰福音二十章三十一节，我们再读一次。
These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
所以但记这些是要你们相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And that believing you may have life in his name.
并且叫你们相信就可以因他的名得生命。
Going back to John 1, his name is the Word of God.
就是我们回到约翰福音一章，他的名字是神的道。
In him we have life.
在他里面我们有生命。
Is it important to read the Bible?
读圣经是重要的吗？
He's the Word of God.
这是神的话。
When we read the Bible, we get to know him. That's life eternal.
所以当我们读圣经时候呢，我们就认识他，这就是永恒的生命。
So Lord, we don't understand all these things. They're too complex for us.
所以主要我们并不总是说理解所有的事情，对我们来说太复杂了。
But John has gone out of his way to explain this new life, this wonderful life.
但是呢，约翰呢，其实要沿着这种方式呢去解释这个，就是这是一个新的生命，是永恒的生命。
And if we're going to get to know God because of this life, then we're not surprised that we don't understand it all right now.
如果呢，就是说我们要认识神才能得到这样的生命呢，那么对我们来说就不感到惊奇，那我们现在呢并不是什么都知道。
But Lord, we're simple people.And we say, whatever it is, we want it, Lord.
所以主啊，我们是简单的人，他不管那是什么，我们想要主啊。
May we get and enjoy this eternal life, this abundant life, this wonderful life. May we get it, and may we simply believe and take it. Lord, we want life, we don't want existence.
所以说，愿我们能得到这样的一个新的生命，这个丰富的生命，这个永恒的生命，这个奇妙的生命。主啊，愿我们呢认识主耶稣基督，得到这样的生命。我们不是只想存在活着。
So we thank you that you provide life to those who believe, and you explain it and will forward it throughout all eternity.
所以主要感谢您呢，就是向我们解释，也赐给那些相信的人，这样的生命呢会持续到永恒。
Lord, may each of us say, "Yes, Jesus, I want you, I believe you."
所以主要愿我们每个人说呢，主耶稣啊，我们想要您呢，我们相信您。
We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢大家。